guest analyst this afternoon, Tom Liljit with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Tom, WASDE report out today. And actually, we held pretty good here. Looks like the trade pretty much had everything baked into this report.
They did. You know, the corn numbers actually were a little friendlier than most of the pre-report estimates. There was a cut in production, and they added some feed usage. They improved the exports. So the kind of the good news on corn was that offset the big 100 million bushel cut in ethanol production. Soybeans, we saw 100 million bushel cut in exports. And the wheat balance sheets weren't too materially affected here. There was a 15 million bushel cut in exports. But, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we maybe survived the bullet here in the short term. But you do look at some of the longer term numbers next year, at least on the world stage. You've got a 25 million metric ton increase in corn and a 15 million metric ton increase in beans. Soybeans are steady. Some pretty sobering numbers longer term if weather holds out.
Well, that's for sure. Well, that's the thing. You start start questioning whether we're going to get all this corn planted or even all the crops planted, period. Plus, we're looking at trend line or plus yields, too, the way things look.
Yeah, and spring wheat's having a decent little close here. You know, we're well behind normal pace on plantings. And again, it's kind of the ebb and the flow of the market. We saw some really cold temperatures this week. We thought that might have a little spark, and then by the end of the day, rain forecasts were improved in southern Russia, and the next thing you know, the markets are put into a little more pressure yesterday. So, you know, it's still going to be a weather market. I think, unfortunately, right now, the consensus is we're going to be building stocks here through the next 24 months.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we come back then tomorrow, actually in the rest of the trade, we're looking ahead now, it's going to be all about weather and crop progress, I think, right?
Yeah. You know, and again, there are some dry spots developing. I know eastern Colorado, western Kansas, they've been expanding on the drought monitor. There are some pockets in Iowa that are on the dry side. So, you know, I guess we're hopeful we can have some kind of weather event this summer. The good news is it seems like everything's holding the lows that were put in here a week and a half ago.
Right, right. Livestock side, we got limit up moves in the fat cattle.
Yeah, you know, there is a huge discount on the futures to the cash, and I think that's overall supportive. That report here from last month showed supplies down about 5.5% lower than the previous month. And on the hog side of it, there is some strength in cutout values. So overall, maybe the cattle will lead us out of this abyss, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, crude's having a decent day, but there again, seesaw back and forth. We had a good day Friday, and yesterday we had some pressure, and she's just back and forth. So I think the overriding consensus here is we just need, number one, we need some fuel demand, we need people driving, and number two, we need the Brazilian real to quit going lower and be at such a discount to the U.S. dollar.
Right, right. That, and we need a summer grilling season, and as you said, summer driving season needs to be close to normal.
You know, and there are some interesting articles that maybe people use mass transit less. Maybe they'll be jumping into their vehicles more. That all remains to be seen.
Tom Wilja at Progressive Ag Marketing.